Hoki mai anō rā i te wiki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika o tira me haka i ti tērā waiata mai muatia mai te whānau pūkana a me te rōpū mai mua ki te pōhiri mai to tātou manuhiri mo tēnei haora o tira ko Al John Fitzgerald tērā hei kōrero mo tēnei kaupapa e kia nei ko Ian Mahue. Engari me tāhuri aki tātou ki te wai kōrero ki te pōhiri mai iaia. Tēnā koe, Al John, kei te pēhia koe.
Tēnā koe. Kei te pai ngau.
Rawe. Nō reira i mua i tō tātou angahakamua, me wātia mai he wāhanga kōrero mau, ki te hakahua mai kua kōwai koe nō hia koe.
Kia ora. Ko Al John Fitzgerald tōku ingoa, he uri no Tainui Waka, ko Reupehu, ko Reuhini te maunga, ko Ngāti Manawana o te hapu, tēnā koutou.
Ai, nei rā timiha tu kia koe e Al John, hei whai wā ki te kōrero ki a māwatahi ko Daphne, tēnei wā, o taku hoi huri haere i tēnei wā. Engari, e hihana mātou ki te kōrero mō tēnei kaupapa Ian Mahue. Pai ana te kōrero i te reo Māori?
Reo rua?
Ai. So we are just wanting to have a little discussion on the kaupapa of Ian Mahue, maybe a little bit about the history of what you know about the kaupapa, and just see how it is progressing or has grown over the years.
Kia ora. Tūtahi e mihi aki nei kia koutou e whakarongo mai nei ki tēnei teihana reo erirangi o te hiko o te ika. Tēnā koutou katoa. Ian Mahue. We started in 2013. The kaupapa behind it was to whakapakari tīnana. Mua tātou mātou nei hapū o Ngāti Rua Mahue, Wainui Murai, kei whangaroa. And that was the main driver, just to get our people up and about. And it was born really from, I need to shout out to Ian Māori, the kaupapa that Heather Skipworth started down in Kahungunu. They seeded the idea. You know, they got a beautiful takiwā down there, but we've got just as beautiful up here. So we thought, well, why not do something similar up here for our people? So that's where it began.
Ai, ka pai, te tuki pai a hau i tērā kaupapa o te Ian Māori, ki tērā wāhi o te motu. I've been down there and twice now and done Ian Māori while I was living down in Wellington, and it was definitely a calling when it first came out, Ian Mahue, for myself and our whānau up in Hihi to come over and join in that about 4 or 5 years ago, about 4 years ago. And it was one of the first ones, I think. And I was just wanting to see, like, so what have the real benefits that have come out of that besides simply getting fit?
Probably it's been a change in, I've certainly noticed in whangaroa amongst our people here, is there's a lot more attention being paid to when summer comes on, and because we host our event in February, it gives people a chance to kind of target, to get themselves fit. You come out of the winter, you've been hibernating all winter, and you put on a few pounds, a few kgs. And then it's like, I need to get my body in shape so I'm looking my best when I put my when I hit the water, and everyone's looking at me. And what we've noticed is that people have started to talk about this as a goal, and they've been doing it as whānau, as families, young and old. And some of the inspiration has come from our pakeke. We've had, our pakeke getting out there, our koro, our karaua, our kuia, getting out there and doing the hikoi, and some of them are gravely ill, but they still summon up all of their spirit, all their wehi, and they get out there and they become a role model for their kids and their mokohuna. And that's been fantastic to have them showing that leadership, role modelling, and that's been it. It's been a kaupapa that is it's become entrenched in our people now.
And it's awesome.
I thought I might have a break this year because it's been 6 years that I've been running it. And I really, I wanted to do it myself, but I haven't managed to because I'm always doing the directing side of it. So, but 6 years on, they won't let me, they won't let it stop. I thought we might have a break even for this year, but it's gotten stronger and stronger each year, so no looking back.
So we have Aia Mahue coming up this year. Can you give us a little bit of information around when it's held, where it's held, and where to go if people are interested in getting on board?
Yeah, sure. Well, the date for this year's event is 23rd of February. Saturday, 23rd of February. We start sharp at 8:30. The tide's in our favour this year, so people will get an easy swim, ocean swim. Yeah, it's and you can do it as a team or individually. And it all takes place at Mahinipua Bay in Whangaroa. You just follow the signs when you hit Kyle, head out towards Matauri, and you won't miss Mahinipua along the way. And then it'll be well signed. And what else can I tell you? In terms of registering an interest, you can go online. It's best to Facebook us, actually. Just type in Iron Mahue in the Facebook search line, and that'll bring up our Facebook page, and you'll be up to date with everything that's happening in that space.
Who knows, by the end of the day,
as an individual.
By the end of the day, Daphne and I might have signed up for this one too. I think we've got about a month's time to train up there, Daphne. And
probably a 10% chance at finishing.
But I do remember that I think I got a little bit like that. I was feeling confident and thinking I was going to do the whole swim by myself. And I jumped in and I did one round, and then I asked my brother-in-law to finish it off. Well, I went and got a sausage sizzle at the time. But I did really appreciate coming back home after doing the Iron Māori, and then coming up home and seeing that the whānau were inspired about it, especially with, say, at the moment we have our Ngāpuhi kaupapa in front of us with our claims, and we seem to have so many kaupapa in front of us that force us to seek one side or the other and see a divide amongst us. But kaupapa like this seem to be bringing us together. Is that the case for this kaupapa?
Oh, yeah. Tika rawatu. That is the kaupapa. We do things together, you know, we total one another. Always have, always should, and always should into the future. And, this is one of those positive events, as you say, you know, where you get an opportunity to come together as whānau, as hapū. We've actually got some of our marae that compete against one another as well, which is kapai too. So neighbouring marae, they'll put half a dozen people up against another half a dozen from the neighbourhood marae, and it's on.
Awesome.
And that's really cool too, you know, to gather under whatever umbrella, be it whānau, be it hapū, be it marae, or be it, you know, just as a collective of Māori. Koina te kaupapa, aye,
definitely is an awesome kaupapa, especially we know that kaupapa like these do bring out a lot of the whānau, and even with other sports and the touch competition at the beginning of the year, and then we have TRL coming up. So these kind of kaupapa actually bring together a lot of whānau. But I'd like to thank you for coming on our show this afternoon to have a kōrero, but we have to head off to the news in a minute. Do you have any final words for our listeners here in Te Hiku o Tika?
Kia kaha whānau. Kia kaha koutou katoa, tātou katoa. Whai te mea tika, whai e te tika, te hau ora. te hau ora pai. Tēnā koutou.
Tēnā koe. Kia pai te roanga ke o tō rāne.
Ai, kia ora tō rā anō hoki. Ai.
Kā tira i tātou katoa, koia ko te reo kōrero o Al John Fitzgerald mo tēne kaupapa e kia nei ko Iron Mahue. Heoi anō rā i tātou māme haka iri te ki te kōrero i reira. E haere ake nei ko te waiata mai muatia i mua i tō tātou nei huringa ake a ki ngā take o te tai tokerau mo tēnei haora. Hoi nō rā i tewi, mautone mai koutou katoa ki te reo i rirangi Māori o te hikuatika.